بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن محمدًا عبده ورسوله صلى الله تعالى عليه وسلم أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم ومن أحسن قولا ممن دعا إلى الله وعمل صالحا وقال إنني من المسلمين صدق الله العظيم الحمد لله الحمد لله الحمد لله I thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for giving me this opportunity of coming to Canada and performing small amount of work by inviting people to deeper iman and yaqeen. The verse I have recited just now from the Holy Quran is a famous verse. It is in the memory of many of yours. وَمَنْ أَحْسَنُ قَوْلًا مِمَّنْ دَعَى إِلَى اللَّهِ Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, who can be better in speech than the one who invites towards Allah? وَمَنْ أَحْسَنُ قَوْلًا Who can be better in speech? مِمَّنْ دَعَى إِلَى اللَّهِ From one who invites towards Allah. وَعَمِلَ صَالِحًا Performs righteous deeds. وَقَالَ إِنَّنِي مِنَ الْمُسْلِمِينَ And he humbly submits that I am just one of the Muslims. I am proud to be a Muslim. This is a famous verse of the Holy Quran. Hazrat Mawlana Shaykhul Hadith, Hazrat Mawlana Zakariya Sahib Rahmatullah Alayhi, in his explanation, puts our muazzins in the front row. Every day throughout the whole world, in numerous mosques, the muazzin calls the Muslims. The basic call is Hayya ala Salah. Come on, come quickly for Salah. If you just shout once or twice, Hayya ala Salah, Hayya ala Salah, Hayya ala Salah, thrice or four times, that would have been enough. But he utters this much later. In the beginning, he introduces the azan. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Allah is the greatest, Allah is the greatest. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Allah is the greatest, Allah is the greatest. Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah. I bear witness. No other being worthy of worship than Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He repeats it twice. Our ulama ikram explains, this is hikmah. While he could just shout, Hayya ala salah, Hayya ala salah, that would have been enough. But no, this dawah is full of hikmah. That is narrated in another verse of the Holy Quran. Udu'u ila sabili rabbika bil hikmati wal maw'izati al hasanati wajadilhum billati hiya hasan. Udu'u ila sabili rabbika. Call to us the path of the Lord. Bil hikmati, number one, with hikmah, with wisdom. Wal maw'izati al hasanati, beautiful speech. Without hurting anyone or making any boastful claims. وَجَادِلْهُمْ بِالَّتِي يَحْسَنُ The whom refers to the opponents of Islam. So this is hikmah. Azan itself is an example of hikmah. How the muazzin has been instructed to call Hayya ala Salah. Before that he makes much introduction. He is declaring Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to be the greatest. He is giving witness that he is There is no partner with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He is giving witness that Muhammad Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is his prophet. This is all introduction. Then he says, Hayya ala salah, Hayya ala salah. He could have finished there, but no, he again carries on another part of hikmah. Hayya ala falah. Your whole success, complete success, depends upon the salah. So come for it. And he repeats those two lines again. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. La ilaha illallah. So Azan is full of hikmah. And the prayer our Prophet has taught on completion of the Azan is another wonderful piece of dua. First, we have been asked to reply to the Azan. As the Muazzin says, we also have to repeat. We have been asked to say Durood upon our Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam after we have given reply to the Azan. And then the dua, Allahumma Rabba hadhihi da'wati tamma. O Allah, Lord of the perfect call. Our Prophet, through his dua given to him by Jibreel alayhi salam, he never spoke on his own. وَمَا يَنْتُقُ عَنِ الْهَوَىٰ إِنْ هُوَ إِلَّا وَحْيٌ يُوحَىٰ. Allah declares in Surah Najm, my Muhammad doesn't speak on his own. He speaks only those which have been made into a wahi and sent to him. وَمَا يَنْتُقُ عَنِ الْهَوَىٰ إِنْ هُوَ إِلَّا وَحْيٌ يُوحَىٰ. So Azan is not the prepared speech-like thing by any individual. It has also come from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But the dua is a wonderful piece. Allahumma, O Allah, Rabb hadhihi da'wati tamma, Lord of this perfect call. Azan is being called da'wati tamma, as-salatil qa'ima, and salah. آتِ مُحَمَّدًا الْوَسِيلَةَ وَالْفَضِيلَةَ وَابْعَثْهُ مَقَامًا مَحْمُودًا الَّذِي وَعَدْتَ إِنَّكَ لَا تُخْلِفُ الْمِيعَادَ. It's a wonderful dua. So, Mawlana Zakariya Sahib Rahmatullah Alayhi mentions the Muazzin fast. They invite people towards Allah 5 times a day. The ulama invites people to thorough education. Now we have here the work started by Maulana Ilyas Sahib Rahmatullah Alayhi. Nambar Allahu Markadahu. Allah Paak ne unke zariye se hume ek kaam bakhshe hain. Jo ajeeb kaam hai. Anybody who sincerely comes in the path of Allah, spends 3 days, his behavior becomes different. Just spending some time, change occurs in his feelings towards Islam. I had opportunity to spend 3 days in the path of Allah, 1974-75. Our Amir introduced us to a companion of ours, Ghulam Ahmad Padia from South Africa. Don't know where he is, you may know him. He used to say, previously we had bottles of medicine, liquid medicine. Sada kagaz mein daag diya hua. Itna piyoge, subah itna piyoge. So the whole glass has to be finished in 2 days or 3 days. Now Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us capsule. Spend 3 days. Effect is much more serious. So Tablighi Jamaat, he used to call. A ni'mat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. What type of ni'mat? Instead of big glasses, you need just a capsule. His way of speaking was wonderful. If I remember, the name was Ghulam Ahmad Padia. He used to say another very nice point in his lectures. Walk in the path of Allah and attain baraka. What is baraka? He used to say, look at this example. How many babies are born out of a dog? 6, 7, 8. They are not slaughtered. On the other hand, a goat is slaughtered. We find many goats being tied in a rope and a child is caught pulling it, 8, 10, 12. Every day thousands and thousands of goats are being made kurbani. No dog is put in kurbani. A goat gives 2 young babies, whereas a dog gives 6, 8. Now look at the streets. Do you see jamaats of dogs moving like the jamaats of goats? They are killed every day. So many are eaten every day. The mother gives only 2. Even then you find thousands and thousands of goats being taken. This is barakah. It produces only 2. They are slaughtered for the main common kind. Still we find the streets full of goats. Whereas we cannot see groups of dogs moving like that. He used to say, this is barakah. If you walk in the path of Allah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will fill your earnings with barakah, unseen barakah, which fills the life, as has been declared by the Muazzin, Hayya al Falah. Similarly, when you walk in the path of Allah, He also helps you in many, many different manners. If the work of Tabligh would start with someone else, some modern family, things would have been different. But here's the case. Hazrat Maulana Ilyas Sahib Rahmatullah Alayhi, may Allah fill his grave with Noor. He belongs to such a family which puts one into emotion. Abba Hafiz, Ammi Hafiz, Khala Hafiz, Dada Hafiz, Nana Hafiz, Mamuna Hafiz, Mami Hafiz. Quran Majid is encircling this family. They had relationship with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala direct through the Hafizul Quran. On the other hand, with the great ulama of the time, Hazrat Maulana Rashid Ahmad Gangohi Rahmatullah Alayhi was the shaykh of our Hazrat Ji number 1. Later on, he established a relationship perhaps with Maulana Saharanpuri. Hazrat Maulana Zakariya Sahib Rahmatullah Alayhi is Abbiti. The name is autobiography. Actually, it is full of his meetings, seeing his dear ones along with his father, Maulana Yahya Sahib Rahmatullah Alayhi. How the ulama of the time used to meet his family members. How Hussain Ahmad Madani Rahmatullah Alayhi visited constantly this family, and Zakariya Sahib Rahmatullah Alayhi khas. Hakimul Ummat Maulana Ashraf Ali Thanvi Rahmatullah Alayhi. Maulana Khalil Ahmad Saharanpuri Rahmatullah Alayhi. All the very top ulama of Deoband and encircling that were attached to this family. Maulana Zakariya Sahib Rahmatullah Alayhi repeatedly quotes them. This is not autobiography. This is actually a khazana full of dua, nasihat, advice. I have learned very recently, maybe somebody will confirm it. Hazrat Maulana Ilyas Sahib Rahmatullah Alayhi, our Hazrat Ji number 1, may Allah fill his graves with Noor, married in 1912. Hakimul Ummat Maulana Ashraf Ali Thanvi Rahmatullah Alayhi was there. He delivered a speech in 1912 on the occasion of the marriage of Maulana Ilyas Sahib Rahmatullah Alayhi that has just been published. I don't know if I'll get the confirmation from anyone in the audience, but it doesn't matter. They were very close, this relationship with ulama. And the work has been made so perfectly, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala guided. The constant advice of the elders in Tabligh Jamaat is, don't go for masail, go for fazail. Leave the masail to the ulama-i kiram. It's a wonderful advisory activity. Then, I had occasions to visit Hazrat Ji in 1980, Maulana Enamul Hasan Sahib Rahmatullah Alayhi. I went with Hazrat Maulana Hafiz Muhammadullah Hafiz Ji, Huzur of Bangladesh. He was the Khalifa of Hakimul Ummat, Maulana Thanvi Rahmatullah Alayhi. Another one whom he invited to Bangladesh was Maulana Abrarul Haq Sahib Rahmatullah Alayhi from UP, India. Wo bhi Khalifa thi. They too went there in the room of Hazrat Ji, Maulana Enamul Hasan Sahib Rahmatullah Alayhi, 1980. After their initial conversation, Hafiz Ji Huzur Rahmatullah Alayhi submitted, Ajeeb kaam ho raha hai, lekin aap hamare tablighi bhaiyo ko kahiye, har har log apne mohalla mein ek maktab ka bandobast kare. Chote bachchon ko kis tarah sikhaye. You cannot ask a 5-year-old, a 6-year-old, chalo beta, 3 din ke liye chalo. What is the minimum limit? Children are allowed to go only if they are accompanied by elders. Why will he go? Why will he put it 3 days? So Maulana Abrarak Sahib and Hafiz Ji Huzur kept a request. Ask your people who are working in the field so that they make intention to make a maktab in every family, in every area. Alhamdulillah, we have been seeing for the last five, seven years, Maulana Saad Sahib Damat Barakatum constantly encourages this point. Establish maktab for the children. Establish maktab for the children. Where will they go? May Allah give us tawfiq to walk fully with ikhlas and following the guidance of the ulama. Alhamdulillah, tabligh has been started by a family which is star-studded with ulama. And amal, Maulana Zakariya Sahib Rahmatullah Alayhi writes in his books, how shall I express my thanks to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? In our family, the ladies do all the household chores, and with that they recite 14 para, 15 para each day. La ilaha illallah. Allahu Akbar. So Hazrat Maulana Ashraf Ali Thanvi Rahmatullah Alayhi was also a very close murabbi of our Hazrat Ji number one. And his famous saying I have heard, Allah Ta'ala Maulana Ilyas Sahib Rahmatullah Alayhi ke wasile se hum logo ko hopelessness, from hopelessness to a state full of hope and admiration, ye kaam chalu kiya. Maulana Ilyas Sahib ne hamare dil ko bhar diya. Hopes have started filling our bands. So this is a great work. We admire it. We pray to Allah to make us as much as we can close to it. Pray for this gentleman. I am not an alim. I graduated in 1961 as an electrical engineer. Then worked for 2 years in a power station of Power Generation Board, Bangladesh. Then another 6 years with a company, English Electric Company. 8 years I worked outside. Then I joined the university as an assistant professor in 1969. From 1969 till 1995, 26 years, I worked as an assistant professor. Which means I joined as an assistant professor in August 69. After 26 years, I left Buet as an assistant professor. How it is? In 26 years, I had no promotion. Alhamdulillah. The reason is, I used to be with these two sheikhs, initially with Maulana Muhammadullah Hafiz Ji Huzur of Bangladesh. And he invited Maulana Abrarak Sahib. In 1981, he went there. In 80, he gave him dawah. And in 81, he visited Bangladesh. So as I just narrated to you an incident that I was with these two gentlemen, these two buzurg, and we visited Hazrat Ji number 3, Maulana Enamul Hasan Sahib Rahmatullah Alayhi at Tangi. Following this, whenever Maulana Saeed Khan Sahib would come from Medina to Bangladesh, he would ask for Hafiz Ji Huzur, Maulana Thanvi Rahmatullah Alayhi's Khalifa. So he used to go to a friend of mine, Dr. Anwar al-Kareem, who is a PhD from Berkeley, but left America only to marry the daughter of engineer Abdul Muqeez Sahib, whom the elders may know, may remember. He did his PhD in Berkeley, California, then worked for some time at MIT, Boston. Then he left this place to go to Bangladesh for Deen Islam, for Dawah. Haji Abdul Muqeez Sahib was a man of great sacrifice and a very top-level engineer. So I had walked, had the chance to walk with these two great personalities. Hafizji Huzur gave me clear-cut instruction. You are not an alim, but we have stayed for a pretty long time with us, the ulama. I entrust you with one responsibility. Speak to people. Speak whatever you have heard from us, whatever you have learned from us. So that's the reason I go around the world, wherever it's possible, just to repeat what I hear from them. I'm not an alim. I love the ulama. I feel happy to call myself a shoe bearer of the ulamas. Now I see from this side, the people working for Tabligh, a wonderful group of people. I quote another incident. Hafizji Huzur Rahmatullahi participated in the 1981 elections in Bangladesh, presidential election. His age was over 80 at that time. He was very much a subject of criticism. Why this old man comes now after 80 years? He has been inside the Khanqa, inside the Hifzkhana, inside the mosque. Now he comes in the political arena. We, who had the opportunity of being his servants, we also submitted. Hazrat Abis Kameh Madjayi. He used to say, I have to do it to please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If you wish, you can help me, or otherwise leave me. We never dared question him, how will your Lord be happy with you if you participate in the elections? He didn't ask this. We worked with him. But in the meetings which he went out through the Bangladesh state, the main point he used to utter was, if I become successful, if Allah makes me the president of Bangladesh, what shall I do first of all? I will establish ideal Furqaniya Maktab in every village of Bangladesh. The usual figure quoted is 68,000. 68,000 villages, I will build 68,000 ideal teaching centers for the children. This was not looked at with admiration. Because bazaar mein achha kahani hai ki mullah dorte hai masjid tak, mullah ki dor masjid tak, na'uz billah. Similarly they said, Hafizji Huzur er dor maktab pojonto. A presidential candidate, he doesn't find any other topic. He says, he will establish Furqaniya Maktab. But if you survey the condition in the field, you will be astonished. Everywhere in many Muslim countries, children are taught by individual teachers. When he attains an age of 5 or 6 years, the father goes to the local masjid. Imam Sahib, can you teach my son? Every day, 1 hour. Either the imam teaches or the muezzin teaches or some other tutor teaches. How? The teacher and the taught student are the two pairs sitting in the drawing room. We are putting our legs like this. The child is playing. The teacher cannot help him. This is not a manner of education. But in it is engrossed we are all. For the whole Muslim world, we can show at least in Bangladesh, Pakistan, India, how the children are taught. They are taught by individual tutors. But when it comes to matters of akhirah, that is the attitude. I had a great advisor, Hafizji Huzur student, Maulana Abdullah. When I told him my son was 5 years old, Huzur, ekta hujud den, give us a huzur, give us a tutor. No, I will not give you a tutor. Why? This method of teaching a single student by a single teacher in one's drawing room is not the proper environment. Make a maktab. He said, I am an electrical engineer. I don't know how to start maktabs. He arranged it. The local imam was called in to teach them. There were basti around the mosque. I have Parkinson's disease. Please pray for me. The medicine I take has a side effect. My lips become dry after a while. So I am drinking some water as a zarurat. We are also repeating a sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. The sunnah related to drinking. Drink sitting in a sitting position, not standing. Number one sunnah. Say Bismillah. Number two sunnah. Be seated. Three sunnah. eat with your, drink with your right hand, another sunnah. Now, these all are known by us. We also practice it. But drink in three sips is not practiced. That's a famous sunnah of our Prophet. What is the drinking in three sips? Drink a little bit in the first sip. Again, drink a little bit in the second sip. Then finish the whole glass, if you like, in the third sip. I do it to show you. But actually, my purpose is my own treatment. Bismillah. Alhamdulillah. So many are the sunnah. Being seated in a seated position. Keep the hand, glass in your right hand. Say Bismillah. Keep eyes open. Drink in three sips. I have shown it to you. The sunnah. Alhamdulillah. The work of Tabligh has produced millions of Muslims now practice eating it in a sitting position. Famous saying of our Prophet is, Akulu kama yakulu al-ab. I eat as a servant eats. He used to sit on the floor. I have in memory a sharp incident in the house of the host of Maulana Abrarok Sahib. I repeat, Maulana Abrarok Sahib Rahmatullah Alayhi from Hardui, a Khalifa of Hakim ul-Umma, visited Bangladesh in 1981, first time. He made many more visits. He made the last visit in 2004. He died in 2005. So in the very first meeting, they were discussing the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam about eating. They were doing this in the house of their host, Haji Habib Sahib. He was from Azamgarh, UP. But he had many business activities in Bangladesh. So Hafizji Huzur and Maulana Abrarok Sahib, at that time the president of Bangladesh, Zia-ur Rahman, was alive. The question doesn't arise of his visiting. They were discussing the sunnah of eating. The host, Haji Habib Sahib, in the middle he put out, Hazrat, hum jo chair table pe khate hain, Hazrat, we teach in chair and table. Is that forbidden? Because he heard them talking about the sunnah of the Prophet. Maulana Abrarok Sahib replied, kha sakte ho, khana upar rehta hai. Lekin hum to niche baith ke khayenge. We want to go in the preferred level in my Urdu, he said. It's an allowed level is you can eat on the table. But preferred level is eat with being in the floor. With the Dastakhan. Dastakhan became extinct. Tabligh kaam ko wajah se Allah Pak ne isko sunnat ko zinda kiya. Hazaro sunnat zinda ho raha hai. There is another famous saying of our Prophet. One of our elders at Kakrail, Maulana Ali Akbar Sahib Rahmatullah, used to repeat this very often. Badal Islam Ghariba. Islam started its journey in the world as a Ghareeb, strangers. Islam started its journey as a stranger. Fasayaudu kama bada. Soon it will be again in the old position. As it started, it was a stranger. Now, after the victory of Makkah Sharif, it has become upper hand manifest. But soon it will be in the same state. Nobody will know what it is. Third, Fatuba lil Ghuraba. Cheers for the strangers. Islam started as a stranger. It will soon become a stranger. Fatuba lil Ghuraba. Cheers for the strangers. Good news for the strangers. Who are they? This said in the same hadith in the following part. هُمُ الَّذِينَ يُسْلِحُونَ مَا أَفْسَدَ النَّاسُ مِنْ سُنَّتِي مِنْ بَعْدِ. They are the people who make my sunnah alive after people have distorted it. People have forgotten it. Hazaro sunnah zinda ho raha hai aajkal, alhamdulillah. So I was talking about this Furqan Maktab. The gentleman said, no, I will not give you a teacher. He was a disciple of Hafizji Huzur, studied at Davil, Surat. So, on his instructions, we started it. In a few days, the whole mahalla, these children started coming. The mosque was full. When he saw this, he addressed me. This Maulana Abdullah Sahib Rahmatullah. Huh? He shrugged his shoulders. Huh? Apnara, English shikitora, you English educated people, you understand very much the value of environment for your children when it comes to teaching English. But when it comes to teaching Quran, you say, give me a hujur, give me a hujur. That's not the environment. While you send your boys to schools, you take them to special tutorials designed to take your child to this particular school. Don't you do that? We forget it totally. He virtually give me a big push. He's shrugging his shoulders. Aap log bachchon ko padhane ke waqt Quran padhana aata hai to kehte hain ghar mein ek huzur do lekin when it comes to teaching them English you select the best education center. No parent teaches his son full time at house, always puts him in this environment of the school plus additional coaching. In the case of Quran you forget it. That is the reason hazaro hai, thousands and thousands of Muslim youths, if you ask them, have you studied the Quran? Have you learned the Quran? Minimum recitation of it correctly? They will say yes. Come forward. Start reciting. Only a few may be successful. Most of them will smatter. No, I can't do it. I can't do it. So this is an area which is remaining blind. Alhamdulillah, I had this in my memory clearly. In 1981, after Maulana Abul Aksab left, the President of Bangladesh, Zia-ur Rahman, was killed in May 30. Then Maulana Abul Aksab, already he had gone to India. He came before the death of the President and the election was held during the absence of Abul. So this one, Alhamdulillah, Maulana Saad Sahib Rahmatullah, I have heard with my own ears, last year, the year before, the year before, the year before, he is uttering, sir, ulama ke saath milo, ulama ko ikram karo, un logo se milna ye ibadat hai, aur bachcho ko padhane ke liye ye madrasa shuru karo. The famous saying of our Prophet, khairukum man ta'allama al-Qur'an wa 'allama. We all know it, we have it in its memory, but we can't find a way of executing it. How to teach the Qur'an? You need maktabs. So Hafizji Huzur used to say this, my time is over. I spoke with the elders here. I said I will speak for half an hour. Then you must continue your standard tashkili activity. I finish with another saying of Hakim ul-Umma. This is a heart from Muhammadullah Hafiz Huzur. The saying is, is zamane mein madaris-e-diniya qaim karne se badh kar koi ibadat nahi. At this present stage, there is no nafal ibadah after farz, wajib, sunnat muakkada. No nafal ibadah equivalent to setting up institutions for teaching boys. Madaris-e-diniya qaim karne se badh kar koi ibadat nahi. So there is a great work we have before us. Here our children cannot go. They memorize the Quran much before they go there. Hakim ul-Ummat used to reply to the criticizers. You say, Quran hifz karna bahut mushkil ka kaam hai. It will take about 3.5 years. The child is being pressurized very much. Maulana Thanvi's reply was, if you take care of the children, before they reach the normal level of intelligence, the Quran is already in their heart. That's the best age. 5, 6, 6.5, 7, 7.5, 8, 8.5. The memorization of the Quran. Maulana Zakaria says his family were full of this. Abba Hafiz, Ammi Hafiz, Khala Hafiz, Khalu Hafiz, Chacha Hafiz, Chachi Hafiz. Full of Hufaz. Inna nahnu nazzalna dhikra wa inna lahu lahafizun. Those who work for saving the Quran, Allah will save them. In the name of Tabligh, this activity has been the instrument in sending their children to madrasa, and the madrasas also are getting new life. May Allah give us tawfiq to work for Tabligh and also remain with the ulama, because I once heard a lecture by Mufti Zainul Abidin Sahib Rahmatullah in Dhaka. I heard from my own eyes. His speech was directed at the elders of Kakrail, maybe in 77 or 78. You are told to give ikram to the ulama, but you don't do it correctly. You shake hands with the ulama, all right. Say, make dua for us. In the core of your hearts, you say, this mullah hasn't given a chilla yet. Mufti Zainul Abidin was chiding us. The mullah has not given chilla. Where did your Maulana Ilyas give chilla? Didn't he become an alim first? What about his father, Maulana Ismail Sahib Rahmatullah? Didn't he become an alim first? What about his father, Ismail Sahib? What about his brother, Maulana Yahya Sahib? Islam has been kept alive by the ulama during the last 1400 years. Allah has given a special work, as Ghulam Muhammad Padia used to call it, a capsule. That doesn't mean will forget Dulamad. It is a saying of our Prophet, Fadlul Alimi ala al-Abidi kafadli ala adnakum. The virtue of an Alim over an Abid is like my virtue, my position, my stage, standard compared to you. An Alim has been called equivalent to a Prophet, the separate circle. So this work has been started from a family full of alims, full of hafiz, full of amils. May Allah give us tawfiq to work and have sympathy for both the group of people. As I said, I belong to the name Maulana Thanvi gave, English educated religious people. What is the name he has given for us? English educated religious people. Angrezida Deendar, ilm nahi hai. इसीलिए तबलीग में ये जो इकराम अल मुस्लिमीन कहा जाता है, व्हाट इज द फर्स्ट पॉइंट इन इकराम अल मुस्लिमीन, शो प्रॉपर रिस्पेक्ट टू द उलमा. मे अल्लाह गिव अस तौफीक टू पार्टिसिपेट इन बोथ द वर्क्स, प्रे फॉर दैट. वाखिरु दावाना अल्हम्दुलिल्लाह रब्बिल आलमीन. तश्कील का काम शुरू करें, तश्कील का काम शुरू करें. नो, आई विल नॉट स्पीक एनी मोर. अल्हम्दुलिल्लाह, आप काम करें. Alhamdulillah, the work of Tashkil is part one over. The workers have been requested to sit even after the dua. So they will attend their work. Praying to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is a special ibadah, because He has specifically instructed the Muslims. And the manner in which He invites to make dua is wonderful. وَقَالَ رَبُّكُمُ دُعُونِي. Your Lord says, call me, astajib lakum. I will give answers to their dua. وَقَالَ رَبُّكُمْ رَبُّكُمْ دُعُونِي أَسْتَجِبِ لَكُمْ. Then there is one famous uttering of our Prophet in the Quran. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks through his mouth. First gives the order. قُلْ هَذِهِ سَبِيلِي. This is my path. أَدْوُ إِلَى اللَّهِ. I invite towards Allah. قُلْ هَذِهِ سَبِيلِي أَدْوُ إِلَى اللَّهِ عَلَى بَصِيرَةٍ أَنَا وَمَنِ اتَّبَعَنِي. Whoever follows me, it is upon him to do this work with confidence and yaqeen. فَسُبْحَانَ اللَّهِ وَمَا أَنَا مِنَ الْمُشْرِكِينَ. The Quran is full of dua. A very special dua comes from Sulaiman alayhi salam's mouth. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala presents the dua to the Ummah through his verse of the Quran. Sulaiman visited the valley of ants, Wadi Naml, and he hears the leaders of the ants. The word is Qalat Namlatun. A female ant spoke, asking the ants to get into their holes, telling them, get into your holes, Sulaiman is coming with his soldiers. They will finish you under their feet, trample under their feet. They will not understand. Allah made Sulaiman alayhi salam hear her voice. Unimaginable. Now what did he do when he heard the saying of the lady leader of the ants? Qalat namlatun. The prayer he made is a wonderful piece of Quran. And it can be prayed by anyone, anywhere, anytime. Rabbi awzi'uni an ashkura ni'mataka allati an'amta alayya. O my Lord, give me tawfiq so that I can show you my gratitude. Your blessings spread over me and also upon my parents. Awzi'uni an ashkura ni'mataka allati, so that I can show proper gratitude to you for your ni'mah. وَعَلَىٰ وَالِدَيَّ وَأَنْ أَعْمَلَ صَالِحًا تَرْضَاهُ. Give me tawfiq so that I can perform righteous deeds which will please you. Then the third part is full of modesty. وَأَدْخِلْنِي بِرَحْمَتِكَ. Make me enter with your mercy in the group of people, your righteous servants. وَأَدْخِلْنِي بِرَحْمَتِكَ فِي عِبَادِكَ الصَّالِحِينَ. How modest a way of submitting. Does he not know that he is a prophet of Allah? But then he prays, please make me amongst your righteous servants with your special mercy. Make me enter. The prophet, look at his modesty. All prophets behave the same way. That is why our religion consists of believing in the prophets and their books. Amantu billahi wa malaikatihi wa kutubihi wa rusulihi is Rasul. This is not taught by Christianity. This is not taught by Jews. Their prophet is Moses. They don't say Moses, peace be upon him. We say Musa alayhi salam. We say Isa alayhi salam. With great regard we hold the prophets of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the Quran is full of dua. The hadith is full of dua. You should make much dua. We cannot participate in the group of tabligh bhais. We can pray for them. O Allah, help them. O Allah, accept their work. O Allah, give us tawfiq to participate and be sympathizers and helpers of these gentlemen who are giving their life, son, money and izzah for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Making dua, Hafiz Juzur used to say, we at the madrasas are in hard-pressed condition financially. But the best donation is dua. Just to say Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, may Allah forgive their mistakes, accept their work. We also pray to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. As-salatu was-salamu ala rasulihi al-kareem. Astaghfirullah, astaghfirullah, astaghfirullah rabbi min kulli dhanbin wa atubu ilayhi. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin al-Nabiyyil Ummi wa ala alihi wa sallim taslima. Rabbana taqabbal minna innaka ankas samiul alim. Rabbana taqabbal minna innaka ankas samiul alim. ربنا تقبل منا إنك أنت السميع العليم ربنا لا تؤاخذنا إن نسينا وأخطأنا ربنا ولا تحمل علينا إصرا كما حملته على الذين من قبلنا ربنا ولا تحملنا ما لا طاقة لنا به واعف عنا واغفر لنا وارحمنا أنت مولانا فانصرنا على القوم الكافرين. اللهم انصر من نصر دين محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم واجعلنا منهم. اللهم خذل من خذل دين محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم ولا تجعلنا معهم. اللهم وفقنا لما تحب وترضى. ربي ارحمهما كما ربياني صغيرا. ربنا هب لنا من أزواجنا وذرياتنا قرة أعين واجعلنا للمتقين إماما. ربي أوزعني أن أشكر نعمتك التي أنعمت علي وعلى والدي وأن أعمل صالحا ترضاه وأدخلني برحمتك في عبادك الصالحين. ربنا لا تؤاخذنا إن نسينا وأخطأنا. ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين. ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار. رب اغفر وارحم وأنت خير الراحمين. رب اغفر وارحم وأنت خير الراحمين. رب اغفر وارحم وأنت خير الراحمين. سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين. والحمد لله رب العالمين.